So we have the municipal primaries coming up on May 19th, and as the name suggests, these are mostly races at the local level, and your ballot will differ depending on where you live. Just give us a sense, what are the kinds of races you'll see on the ballot?
At the county level, the big race is the district attorney race. The other races are going to be township supervisors, council, school boards, and again, it's very local. This is a very important election for your primary choices and then your general election, because these are the people who are going to make decisions on priorities for your municipality or your school board, tax rates, and all those kind of things.
Well, you mentioned the county district attorney's race. On the Republican side, there's no contest, the incumbent Mike Madera. On the Democratic side, we have three candidates. And talk a little bit about why this is a contested race and an important race.
This is only the second election since Ray Grecar disappeared.
And for voters who aren't from our area, Ray Grecar, the previous Center County District Attorney, disappeared, and police still don't know what's become of him, whether he has disappeared or whether he's dead.
Right. We've just had the fourth anniversary of his disappearance, and there are really no new leads. But I mean, that's what it is. And Michael Madera is the existing district attorney. A lot of the focus in this primary has been on the record of the office since Ray Grecar disappeared and what the new candidates can bring to the office. And he's going to be a very strong candidate for the Democrat that's in there. Karen Arnold, one of the candidates on the ballot, worked in the DA's office with Ray Grecar. She has maybe the most prominent name recognition of the three Democrats.
When Madera came in, he actually let her go from that office.
Right. So Karen Arnold is back running for the office. Tony DeBoof and Stacey Parks Miller are the other candidates, very active, good attorneys in Center County. And so there's a really good choice on that Democratic side for which person will be on the ballot in November.
Tony LeBeouf was in the district attorney's office. He's since gone into private practice. He's handled a lot of Penn State football cases, and that seems to be gaining him some support among football fans.
He certainly has name recognition for that, and he's involved as the attorney for the latest case that is in about the incident in the departments in Blue-White Weekend. Stacey Parks Miller's name recognition is high for reasons like the Mifflin Streak, where she represented the students who faced charges last year and had those charges dismissed.
And Parks Miller has significant previous experience as the first assistant district attorney in Clearfield County and as a deputy coroner.
Yes, they're all highly qualified people. There's a very good choice for Center County Democrats. And, of course, a lot of this primary campaign has been about the record of the existing DA. And so in the Center Daily Times, we've included Michael Madera in all the forums that we've had, even though he's unopposed, to make sure that everybody has that information.
Well, let's take a look at some of the other races that will be on the ticket. Borough Council, in-state college, and also in other communities.
Well, I think there's great interest anytime you have competition, and you have Republican competition in both Harris and Ferguson townships, big townships, and specific growth and community issues are important there. The state college borough race is very interesting because you have the incumbents and the former incumbents who are trying to get back in to the council, and two students are running.
The two Penn State student candidates are Bill Sawn, who's a freshman on the Democratic ticket, and Brett Fisher, a junior on the Republican ticket. Could we see a student on the borough council?
Well, right now the council is all Democrat, and the three Republicans will get on the November ballot, so that student will. Whether the Democratic side will put a student on the ballot in November will be decided. But I certainly think, you know, if the Penn State students turn out the way they did for the Obama election, and nobody thinks they will, but if they do get involved in local politics, there's certainly a big vote that could come to that state college race in November.
Anything that we haven't talked about that you think we should cover?
No, I just want to encourage everybody to vote. This is the time, the year that people don't vote. We might get a quarter of the vote if we're lucky. We just had that great achievement during the presidential election with a great turnout. And this is the year that, you know, these things are going to be decided, and you're going to elect people who are going to set your tax rates. So remember that.
And, you know, we didn't even talk about the State College Area School District School Board race. Not that long ago, the last election, there was a big turnover on the school board, and that was a kind of voter response to the high school renovation plans. There was dissatisfaction with the high school renovation plans. What do you forecast for this go-around with the school board? Are people satisfied with what the new board is doing, or is there going to be another turnover?
There are quite a few candidates, but it's interesting because those candidates are largely on board with the process that this school board has taken to come up with the facilities plan and to move ahead with consideration of projects and vote on projects. So there isn't, in this group, a large opposition to what is going on. But there is an understanding of these candidates that, A, they really have to carry through any plan that the district comes up with. A facilities plan is going to be years and years that play out. And so this group has to do that. And there's also a great recognition among the State College candidates of the looming pension increase that they're going to have to start funding in 2012. State College is really thinking toward that. And these new whoever's elected from this group are going to have to face that as well as all the education issues that they normally face.
Well, Bob, thanks so much for all the information, and it should be an interesting primary.
Should.
Bob Heiss is executive editor of the Center Daily Times. I'm Cynthia Berger, WPSU.